FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Serial Killer, and I am Jordan. Welcome back to another semester of my radio show, or welcome if it's your first time listening. Today, I will be doing a fun little Valentine's Day themed show, so we're gonna hear some love songs. We might hear some heartbreak songs. I'm not really sure. I don't remember what I picked, so we'll find out together. First up, you know, you can't have love songs without the Beatles. They have so many. One of my favorites is this one. It is called Something. That was Something by the Beatles. I don't really know if that's one that a lot of people think of when they think of Beatles love songs, but I like that one a lot. Next up, I have Can't Take My Eyes Off You by Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. And I mean, I like this song a lot, but I especially like the scene in the movie 10 Things I Hate About You where Heath Ledger performs this song. This is Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch.
That was Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Next up, I have the song If You Could Only See by Tonic, which was released in 1977 as a part of their debut album Lemon Parade. And it was written by the band's lead singer, Emerson Hart, because his mom did not approve of his relationship with an older woman, so she disowned him, and so this was him explaining to her that their love is real. Here it is, If You Could Only See.
If you could only see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way. When she says she loves me, when you got your reasons and you got your lies and you got your manipulations. She says she knows.
That was If You Could Only See by Tonic. And next up, I have the song Out on the Tiles by Led Zeppelin. And this song is one of the few that is accredited to Led Zeppelin's drummer, John Bonham. Apparently, Bonham would refer to drinking at bars as going out on the tiles. And the reason I included it in this set list is because the chorus is All I Need From You Is All Your Love. And here it is. That was Out on the Tiles by Led Zeppelin. And now it is time for my cereal fact of the week. Of course, we're going to keep it with the theme. of Valentine's Day and love and stuff like that. So Quaker makes a cereal called their Whole Hearts cereal. It's heart-shaped, and it's like the same color and consistency of Cheerios. It apparently also tastes like Cheerios. And Cheerios is another cereal that promotes heart health. The Quaker Whole Hearts cereal was introduced in 2012, and it's still around. Maybe I'll eat some. I don't know. Next up, we have We Both Go Down Together by the Decemberists, which is a song narrated by a man from the British upper class who is in a relationship with a poor peasant girl. Here it is. Hope you enjoy. That was We Both Go Down Together, and now it is time for my killer fact of the week, and of course, I am going with the St. Valentine's Day Massacre of 1929, and in this massacre, seven members and associates of Chicago's Northside Gang were murdered. It is assumed that Al Capone was the person responsible for ordering these murders. And next up, I have Dream a Little Dream of Me by the Mamas and the Papas. This song was first written in 1931 and performed by recorded by Ozzie Nelson. This version, the Mamas and the Papas version, was recorded in 1968.
Seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. Why?
That was Dream a Little Dream of Me, and next up I have Good Combination by Sonny and Cher, which is about being a strong enough couple to get through any possible problems together. Here it is. That was Good Combination by Sonny and Cher. Next, I have Honey Bee by The Head and The Heart. Honey Bee seems to be sort of a pet name. And the song's about how serendipitous it was that this couple came together and what a wonderful life they have built together. This song was a single on The Head and the Heart's 2019 album, Living Mirage. This is Honey Bee.
Luckily, you saw in me something I couldn't see. Honeybee, I can't imagine how my life would be if all your gravity did not hit me. Oh, don't you see, darling, my honeybee.
But here we are, after all the misses and confessions, to the stars that we never really owned as eyes. And if I
That was Honey Bee by The Head and the Heart. I think that's a pretty catchy song. The next song that I have is Say You'll Be There. The original was by the Spice Girls from their debut album Spice from 1996. But the version that I'm going to play today is by the Danish singer Mo. And it was released in 2014.
Decided we should be friends.
That was Say You'll Be There by Mu. And next up, I have Don't Tell Me by Madonna, which was the second single released on her album Music in 2000. And this song is described as a country dance song, which is also reflected in the music video, which has a lot of country themes. I don't know if I agree with that. I'll listen to it closer this time. I don't know. You listen too. Is it country dance? Let's hear.
Tell me.
That was Don't Tell Me by Madonna. I'm still not really sure that I hear the country influence, but maybe I just don't listen to enough country music to be able to pick up on that. Next up is the song Stay a Little Longer by Miha featuring J.R. Slayer. And this song has been stuck in my head, and you might be able to tell why when you hear it. It's described as haunting, and it has been haunting my head for this entire week. And about this song, Miha states that it illustrates three human characteristics: selfishness, validity, and loneliness. The song, to me, really conveys the emotion of longing for someone to stay a little longer. Here's Stay a Little Longer. That was Stay a Little Longer. The song that I have next is On the Lips by Frankie Cosmos. And she releases in 2013. And she says that the song is about when she was looking back on her time on a train ride and she wanted to make a move on a guy that she saw on the train. And so she's torn between the feelings that she missed an opportunity, but also feeling like it never would have really worked out. Anyway, this is On the Lips. That was On the Lips by Frankie Kosmos. And the next song that I have is one that I discovered more recently. It's called I Want You Like a Seatbelt by Chadwick Stokes. And the title of this song comes from a flight attendant instructing passengers to fasten their seatbelts low and tight around their hips, which Stokes thought sounded very intimate. Here's I Want You Like a Seatbelt.
Crumbs and chrome headlights, carnivores and canines, boardwalk girls who play nice, cars and their engines, a bridge in its suspension, the sun's shadow in the east. And I like how your dress looks with that lampshade, how people always tell me you're the best friend they ever made. Take me to the commune, we can live with Cat Stevens, he can play the tambourine. Oh, I like to live up in a house that lives up in a tree, only you and me, maybe a kid, maybe three. Maybe from the top you can see that I want you across my hips, fasten low and tight. We met a lot of words, we met a lot of night. We let the world fall away one kiss at a time. My Mustang's on shot, the cowboys are kicked out, there's still a man in me. Another unplanned road trip, leave behind New England. Maybe we can find our lefty sister England, deep frozen rivers, someplace we never see. Oh, I like to live up in a house that lives up in a tree, only you and me. Maybe a kid, maybe three. Maybe from the top you can't see that I want.
That was I Want You Like a Seatbelt. And finally, for my last song of the day, I can't think of any better song to close the show out with than Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be
That was Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening to The Serial Killer. This is WJRH 104.9 FM. Please tune in again next week, and I hope you all have a wonderful Valentine's Day tomorrow.